And then we have Matthew 6 and 14. Just some scriptures that we had. But the Lord, as I said, was sitting there and he gave me another assignment, which I'm going to go to just very shortly. He says, "For if ye forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you." 15. "But if you forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses." So how many of us want to be forgiven when we do wrong? Amen. You want to be forgiven? Do you want God to hold a grudge against you and not forgive you? He's not that kind of God. He says if we repent from our hearts, he's faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Because he made us what? Righteous. And anything that's not righteous is unrighteousness, is sin. So if you love me, forgive. Tell your neighbor. Say, if you love Jesus, forgive. Even when they don't speak to you. We got a little thing going on here that's kind of funny. Amen. So the word is true and it is the truth. Hebrews 12:29, I might not even get to that part, the reason I had that scripture, but maybe the Lord will, I think he'll just let me tell you what he said concerning that, concerning love. Hallelujah. Y'all agree with me that I'll be able to hear what the Lord is saying. Amen. It says, our God is what? A consuming fire. For our God is a consuming fire. And I had some other scriptures where it talked about God being a consuming fire. But when I was working on this lesson, and I said, Lord, we're reading the book, and what new can I say? And how can I not just have a repetition of what has already been said? And he said, and then when we were praying this morning, Bishop and I, he was just praying. I mean, he was hitting right on it. Lord, may your word, may your spirit be a fire shut up in our bones and our very being. And he went on and on talking about the fire. And God said, let God's love become like a ball of fire inside your heart, your spirit, man, ready to explode on both your enemies and on your friends for good. And he said, be that fire. That's who I am. That's what I am. That's what I do. I consume all the dross and I leave it pure and good. And that's what he said. And that's what I stopped. And I was sitting there and we got a telephone call before I left and about somebody being having to be taken to the hospital for, they don't know what it is. Then I heard something the other day, and the lady was talking about how we are falling behind and beneath. Find me that scripture that says, it's in Job, that says decree a thing, that we're falling beneath our privileges. Turn to Genesis chapter 1. We're falling so beneath our privileges. In the authority that God has given to us. I hit the wrong number. And when we are willing to stand up and step up to the plate, oh my God, and do what God has commanded us to do, we'll find things are better and things change. Genesis chapter 1, verse 26. And God said, let us make man in our image and after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea. Let them have what? Dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over the cattle and over all the earth and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God made man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. And God said to be fruitful and multiply and so forth and so forth. And then he told us everything that he had given to us. And he said everything that he had made, behold, it was good. And the evening and the morning were the sixth day. And so what God is saying, I made you like myself. The 28th verse of some chapter. Talk up, I hear you. 22, 28. If you can find that, pull it up. Job 22, 28. And I believe this is the scripture. Like I said, he gave it to me as I was sitting there, what I'm about to say. And let's listen with our heart to God.